Shabbos Shira. Kayadua, a special Shabbos that we lay in Az Yashir, and we remember the Neis Nifla that HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Yam and saved Klal Yisrael after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chazal tell us, the Medrash tells us, after the Yam returned to its original state, the Pasuk says, was the Lashon of the Pasuk, Vayachzer le'esa no, Vayoshev ha'yam lifnos boiker le'esa no. The waters returned le'esa no, to their original strength, to their original status, when the waters returned back to the original state, le'isano. Chazal tell us, le'isano refers to the same letters as le'tna'o. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam made a t'nai in Bria Sa'olam. Esano is the same oisios as t'na'o. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a t'nai, a condition, that the waters should split on behalf of Am Yisrael when they are faced with the Mitzrayim running after them and they have nowhere to turn, nowhere to go. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a condition that the water should split le'esano, le'tna'o, to the condition that Kadosh Baruch Hu already set up in Sheshes Mei Ma'aseh Bereishis, that there would be a concept of Kriyas Yamsuf. The Kasher Raboisai is, if you listen to the language of where the placement of the word Le'esano, it seems to be out of place. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a T'nai, and the Torah is highlighting that T'nai, where should the phrase be staged? Where should the phrase be placed? Le'esano, Le'tna'o, should be on the Pasuk of Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayivka Hayam. Where did this come from? How was this set up? How was there a concept of Kriyas Yamsuf? The answer is, Le'esano, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a t'nai in Sheshet Mei Bereishis, that the water would split for Am Yisrael. Yet that's not the pshat in our posuk. A pliatzuma. If you look at the words and the phrase of Le'esano, where it's found in our psukim, it's found where? When things went back to normal. Yoshav ha'ayom le'esano, and the waters returned to their original state. That's not the place to highlight and to refer to the t'nai, to the condition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up in Sheshet Mei Bereishis. It should be on the Neis. It should be on the Bekiya. It should be on the Kriyas Yamsuf, not on the return to back to normal. Big kasha on Chazal from our psuk. Rabbi said there's a sefer Ramas Tzufim from the Shin of Erov, a Talmud of the Chiddush Arim. And the Shin of Er was sitting by a Suda, Parshas Bishalach, with the Chiddush Arim. And he asked him, you know, Chazal tell us, Kosha Aleim Kriya, Kosha Zivugon Shiduchim Raboisa, you know, is Kosha Kikriyas Yamsuf. Kosha Parnasosa Shal Adam is Kikriyas Yamsuf. All of these difficulties that a person have, Chazal compared it to Kriyas Yamsuf. Where does that phrase come from, Kriyas Yamsuf? Said the Shin of Er, if you look carefully in the Torah, Torah never says the words Kriyas Yamsuf. You know, we always refer to this week's Parsha, the Shabbos, Shvi Shel Pesach, as Kriyas Yamsuf. That's not what the Torah says. Does the Torah ever use the phrase Kriyas Yamsuf? No. It's made up. Ask the Shin of Erov, why is it that Chazal have a different terminology than the way the Torah refers to this nes in Parshas B'Shalach. If you look at the Torah, the way the Torah refers to the splitting of the sea is not Kriyas Yamsuf, but rather is Bikiyas Yamsuf. There was a split, a Bikiya. And yet Chazal changed around the terminology. When speaking about the struggles of an individual, when speaking about Parnosa, about Shaduchim, about all of the different Tsaras that a person might have and struggles that a person might have throughout his life, Chazal changed the terminology and Chazal refer to the Nes of Yamsuf as not Bikiyas Yamsuf, but rather as Kriyas Yamsuf. And Rabbi said, the Chedush HaRim said something very terse. He said something very brief, but I think he said something extremely deep. But before I introduce the Chiddush of the Chiddush HaRim and what he hinted to, I'd like to ask you one more question. Rashi tells us, quoting the Medrash, that when the Yamsuf was split, it wasn't just the Yamsuf was split, but Zok Chazal, Vayet Moshe es yado al hayam, vayolech Hashem es yur hayam beruach kadim aza kol alala, vayosem es hayam lecharava, vayivku'u hamayim, and the water split. Peirush Rashi, kol meimos sheba olam. Every faucet, every bathtub, every canal, every river, every pool was split at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Fascinating. The Rashi that we go over, we were impressed. It's unbelievable. But why is it necessary? You see, Rabbi Yisai, the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf, I get it. There's a gewaldig, a miraculous, unbelievable doing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But why in Fairlawn do I need, or in Yeshiva University, why do I need a Bikiya of Ayam over there at the time of this Nes that only affected Klal Yisrael at Yitzias Mitzrayim at this juncture that they were standing at? These are some very, very fundamental questions that exist on this week's Parsha and the whole Yisoid of Kriyas Yamsuf, at least the way we refer to it as Kriyas Yamsuf. So everybody say, let's go back to what the Chiddush HaRim answered in that very terse, very vague answer. And he answered with a lamdisha answer. Chiddush HaRim said a chiddush. He said, there's a difference between kriya, between ripping, and between bkiya. Zok to Chiddush HaRim, and this is a chiddush that you shouldn't paskin la'alachan, because the Bir Halacha doesn't agree to this, but I'm just bringing this out in order to explain the idea of the Chiddush HaRim. Chiddush HaRim is right now highlighting a Chiddush of the Balatanya, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. There is a discussion in Simen Shin Mem in the Bir HaLacha. He quotes this Balatanya. Happens to be the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with this. But the Balatanya was of the following idea. He thought that to violate Korea on Shabbos, to violate a biblical transgression of Kriya, you don't violate it when you rip everything. And this is why you'll find that Chazal allowed us to open packages. He explained that the reason for this is because biblically, in order to violate Korea, ripping, by definition, what that means is you're separating different entities that join together to form a new entity. Basically, Kriya is the inverse of what? Of Tfira. Topher means to join separate entities, and Kriya means to rip and detach those entities that came together. That's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav's Shita. So therefore, if you have an idea, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, if you have a piece of leather, skin of an animal that was always one entity, he thinks that on a level of Daraisa, you not will not violate the Malacha of Kareh on Shabbos. Okay, the Bir Halacha has Yerushalmi, he thinks he's against it, he doesn't paskin like it, but that's the idea of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Chdusha Harim answered the Shinover. Answered the Kasha at the Shabbos table. He says, just like in Hilchos Shabbos, the din of Kareya only applies to separate components, to separate parts that now you're detaching. That is the answer to your question of why we refer to Kriyas Yamsuf as Kriya, as opposed to the Torah Akdoisha that refers to the Yam as what? As Bekiya. What did he mean? What was he hinting to? What was he saying? Everybody said, listen carefully. HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces to us in this week's parasha something that we think is historical. There was an incredible nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a body of water. A body of water, one solid unit of water, the Yam Suf, and he split it for the first time. And when you want to talk about one entity, when you want to talk about a solid unit that you're splitting, the correct terminology is not Kriya. The correct terminology is what is Bekiya. You take a solid mass, you take a piece of wood, and you split that. The Yisoid HaDover is that that's Bekiya. When I split a piece of wood, I'm Vayivaka Eitzim, Rabbi said. We learned it in Bereishis. When you slice something, when you take one entity, when it's one composite, and you're splitting it for the first time, that is the terminology of Bekiya. Rabbi said it wasn't just something historical and miraculous that happened many, many years ago in Kriyas Yamsuf, Rabbi said. Chazal were telling us, but there's also Kriyas Yamsuf. There was also, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced that into the Teva, of that original split, of that solid mass, that one unit, that one composite, that he introduced, that there was what? A split. Then, something exists in the Teva, that now, in 12 different ways, in different directions, now there's a concept of a Kriya, of those separate components that now could be split for Klal Yisrael, for generations to come. Rabbi Yisai Zokhtas HaShalom Ibelz, Achidish Nifla Ad Lamoid. He says, you want to know why Rashi has to tell us that every single river and all the yamim and all the bodies of water in the entire veldt in all of the world split at that time? It's because Klal Yisrael have to know what Chazal refer to about Kriyas Yamsuf. They don't refer to it as Bekiyas Yamsuf, as that original split that HaKadosh Baruch Hu miraculously created at that juncture where Klal Yisrael were facing. But there was a split of every single yam in all different locations for all of Klal Yisrael in all their future tzaris. And that was why Kol Yom Shaba Olam had to split at that predicament, at that point in time. You see, Rabbi said there was a Bekiya, and then Mikoyach, that Bekiya, said the Chiddush Harim. Now there allows to be what? Separate components, separate units. Water is not necessarily what? One entity. Water is what? Something that by definition for Klal Yisrael is something that can be split in an Eis Tzara. Chazal, when they refer to the Tzaras of Am Yisrael, when they refer to the struggles of Zivugim, of finding Shiduchim, of struggling in the world of Parnosa, Chazal give us the greatest chizuk in the world. They don't say historically this is so difficult like Bekiyas Hayam, that Kodesh Baruch Hu had such a big nes. Chazal say the way we refer to it as what? As Kriyas Yamsuf. Chevra, listen carefully to what Chazal are saying. Koshel Zavgam Kakriyas Yamsuf, the world of Zivugim, Shaduchim, the world of Parnosa, and all the world of the tsaros that you face. You have to remember, it's no longer one solid unit. There was an introduction to the world. There was a nais that now was developed, that what? That water is now a function of Kriya and no longer a function of Bekiya. Wherever Aboisai, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what Chazal are telling us about Yam Suf is that we have the wrong perspective. We look at it as with a historical perspective, as this unbelievable nes nifla, something that's against the world of Teva and the rules of science and the world of reality, and it happened for Klal Yisrael, who were Zoyche, because of an initial promise to Avram Avinu, and it's not going to happen again. Chazal tell us, no, we're staging the name. It's no longer called Bekiyas Hayam. It's called Kriyas Hayam. And by definition, a Kriya is something that is two parts. It's something that is able to be split. That is two components. It is a new name. And all of your tzaras and all of your struggles are now nitan for what? When you're backed up against the corner and you feel like Am Yisrael. The Mitzrim are running after you. You have nowhere to go. You're in a corner and you're stuck and you don't know what to do. Chazal tell us that the Yam can still be split. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was introducing a future Hatzalah, and that's why it had to be done. Bechol Meima Sheba Olam, in all of the waters of the world. Rabbeisai, in a year that we feel Dvar Yoyim B'Yoyimo, where do we turn? What should we do? What do we even hope for anymore? Anteva that totally transformed. A Golus that became the biggest Golus. What are our options? Alpiteva, it's not going to work out. We have the Mitzrim running against us. We have a Yam that's sitting in front of us. And we read a Parshas Beshalach and we say, Halavai. Halavai we should be Zoyche. Halavai that should be something that we could experience. Came along Chazal and told us in the year Tov Shin Pei Aleph, you fools! It's no longer called Bekiyas Hayam. It's called Kriyas Hayam. Because the same way that they were Zoyche to the world, to the water splitting, you and your Yamim, and we refer to Yamim, Rabbi Isai, like the way David HaMelech in Tehillim refers to it. Ki yigia mayim ad nofesh. Bo mayim ad nofesh. I'm mamish up, the water's up to my neck. I'm struggling. And what could we hope for? Zokt Chazal, you could hope for what? Exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, which is the way Chazal refer to the Nes in this week's parasha. It's Kriyas Hayam. It's something that now was set into the Teva, that when Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael is faced up against the wall, nowhere to turn, no Eitzes to give, like David HaMelech says, when do you Zokhe Ta'atzolad? When I stop giving my own etzes, when I stop thinking that I have the koyach, when I stop thinking that I could exist without the Bari Olam, not the vaccine, not the president, all of this is nothing. And we have a Yam Suf in front of us. And the Rabbeinu Sholem is telling us, but it's a continuous, miraculous entity of Kriya. I set it up. They're no longer one unit. Turn to me. I don't know. Oshas Eitzes Lanavshi. Stop giving your own Eitzes. Approach this parasha of Bishalach and recognize that I split every single body of water for every location that you're going to face a tzara. And I set up that it's now called Kriyas Yamsuf and no longer Bikiyas Yamsuf. That's what the Chiddush HaArim was telling us about the right approach to Parshas Beshalach, to Shiras Hayam, to Oz Yashir Aboisai. That's the Eitzah. That's clearly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And I, myself, need to be mechazik in this. We struggle with this. We don't look at Kriyas Yamsuf as a continuous reality. Ad Hayoyim Azeh. We look at it as, historically, the Bekiya. That's what it was. And they were Zoicha. Halavai, we should be Zoicha. Rabbi say, if you put in, if you go into that mentality and you say, no, even in 2021, Mitzrayim's on this side, the Yam's on this side. We got nowhere to turn. We got nowhere to look. We got nothing else other than the Bayrei Olam. My service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't care what your profession is. I don't care how successful you are. In a second, without the Bayrei Olam, it's gone. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to realize. Yamsuf exists. Yamsuf is a reality. It's not historical. Yamsuf is something that was set up for future generations. And Chazal wanted you to realize that. And therefore Chazal changed the name based on Hilchus Shabbos. It's now a Kriya. It's not a Bekiya. Merav Rabbi said, we go back to the original Kasha. And we asked, why did Chazal say the Tnai, the condition, at the inappropriate time? It's more appropriate to say that Chazal recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Tnai when he created the waters, that what? They should split for Am Yisrael when they're faced up against Mitzrayim in this week's Parsha. Isn't that the condition? Isn't that where Esau No should be mentioned? Rabbi Yisai, according to the way we presented, no. That's not what Kriyas Yamsuf is. Kriyas Yamsuf is not, oh, there's water. There's one composite unit of water. And there was a miraculous nes historically that it could be split. And it happened for Am Yisrael. And that's what we commemorate in this week's Parsha. No, you know what we commemorate in this week's Parsha? When the water returned after that original Bekiya. There was a Tnai after Bekiyas Yamsuf. What was that Tnai? That it should continue to split for generations to come in all of the tsaras and issues that Klal Yisrael is going to face. That when they turn to me, when they rely on me, and when they recognize that there is no existence without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gam ki elech begeitz al boves lo ira ro ki ato imodi, then there is a tnai in creation to the future that Kriyas Yamsuf will continue. Wherever Aboisai, I'd like to share with you a pshat from Rabbi Elimelech Milizhinsk. The Noam Elimelech had a gewaldige pshat in the following Gemara. And I read to you as follows. See, this idea is really hinted to in the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. But listen carefully to what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair had a ka'azel lepidyon shvuyim. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was going to save people that were taken in captivity. Pagabay beginar nara, on his travels, he reached the river. Amrle ginoi chaloikli, he said, please split for me, meimecha, ve'everbecha, and I'll pass through. Amrle, the nahar said, the river said back to Pinchas ben Yair, hoile, ata hoile, lachis ritzain koin, chavani hoile, lachis ritzain koin. Why should I split for you? You're doing the will of Hashem, but I'm also doing the will of Hashem. Ata sofik oise sofik yata oise. And you're worse off than me. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to be successful in your pidyon shvuyim in saving these captives. But what? Ani vade oise. And sofik ain't sofik moitzi mide vadei. I'm doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what did Pinchas ben Yair say back? Omer leim iata choylei gozrani alecha shalo yavru b'chamayim la'oilam. So Pinchas ben Yair, not responding at all to the argument of the river, which seems to be a compelling argument, he says, if you don't split from me, I will make a gzera that you will not have any water ever in your cavity, in your area, where you, what makes you up to be a river. Gezrani alecha shelo yavru b'chamayim la'olam, you will no longer have any flow of any source from the oceans or whatever the water was coming from, and you will no longer have any water, you will cease to exist. Chalakle. And it split. Shabbos said there are a lot of kashas in this Gemara. One kasha is Lamaisi had a good argument, the Nahar. And where did Pinchas ben Yair get the ability to say that now you're not going to any longer be a river? You're no longer can continue to exist? So the Gemara says as follows. I'm going to skip a few lines and listen to what the Gemara says. Amar of Yosef, Kamenofish Gavra Mimoshe Veshisin Ribun, Dilu Hosim Chadzimna Vahachatlosa Zimna. So Gemara concludes, and the Gemara says, wow, Rav Pinchas ben Yair was such a great guy, greater than Moshe and the 600,000 people of Am Yisrael that the water split for them once. But Rav Pinchas ben Yair, the Gemara goes on to say, that it split for him three times. So it seems like he's even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu and the Shishim Riva. Wherever Rabbi Yisai, listen to the Noam Elimelech's pshat in this Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, Kamenofish Gavra Mimoshe B'Shishim Riva. Where did Rav Pinchas ben Yair get this ability to split the waters in all the times that he needed, in all of the predicaments that he found? Says in Noam Elimelech, how is he such a great person that deserves such an ace? Mi Moshe v'shishim ribo. See, Rabbi Yisai, Noam Elimelech says that this nace, Kriyas Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu splitting the sea for generations to come, in all the different predicaments that Am Yisrael find themselves, all began and was initiated at that original Bekia in Parshas Beshalach, in this week's Parsha. Mi Moshe Zokti Noam Elimelech. Kriyas Yamsuf is not something historical. Kriyas Yamsuf is a new reality. Is something that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a T'nai. When the Yam came back to its normal situation. This is Teva. When Klal Yisrael rely on me and only me, then the Kriya will continue to exist. Then there will be splittings for a Pinchas ben Yair and generations to come. That's what created in this week's Parsha, Rabbi Yisai, the aside of our existence. The ability to hope for the future, Rabbi Yisai. We will never be stuck without a solution, Rabbi Yisai. That's what this week's Parsha is being mechadesh. Where is the Esono? Where is the T'nai being mentioned? Mi Moshe! What are a Pinchas ben Yair tell the Yam? You fool! You think you're better off than me because you know you're doing the will of God and I'm Sofik doing the will of God? You fool, a Pinchas ben Yair! You only are able to exist as a Yam, as a Nahar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu set in a condition that you're going to split in the future Tzaris of Klal Yisrael. And if you don't do what I said, says Rav Pinchas ben Yair, it's just Pashat. Look at Parshas Beshalach. Then you can't continue to exist. Because the T'nai was placed where? Not when HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Yam. Not when it says Vayivoka Hayom. That's not where the T'nai was placed. Zok the Heiliger of Pinchas ben Yair and Avzayin Amar Aleph in Chulin. He says the T'nai was said Vayoshav Hayom Le'esa No. When it became a Yam. Wherever Rabbi Yisai, it's not limited to Yam. And it's not limited to anything. Everything. It's everything in our existence. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world, B'Shvil Reishis, B'Shvil Am Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu built into the Teva to serve those that serve him. That is what the teva and the world around us is there for. So Rabbi say, you have to remember a chizuk that we have from this week's parsha, from all the yamim that were split, from the placement of the words of Chazal of Le'esano, from the transformation of Chazal of referring to the Nes in this week's parsha from Bekiyas Hayam to Kriyas Hayam. That never, never are we alone, and never do we not have a potential solution to get out of the tzara that we face. Gam ki eilech begeitz almoves lo iru roki ata imod. Rabbi, it's psukim in our parsha. It's the way Chazal are telling us. And it's what the Chiddush HaRim was teaching us about the profound nature of the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf. It's not just something that once happened that was miraculous. The splitting of the sea. No, it is the splitting of the sea. The splitting of the sea continues to exist and applies to each and every one of your lives. You need to remember this shmuz. You need to remember this chizuk. In times like this, in years like this that we've never faced, I've never seen a metzius like this. Whether it's from COVID, whether it's from the presidents, whether it's from what's going on around us, Rabbi Yisai, in the world view, in the approach to the world, Rabbi Yisai. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is screaming out, telling us, don't forget that now there is a concept called Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's what you need to do. That's what our Avodah is in this generation. So Mirtz Hashem Rabbi Yisai, we will implement these Yisaidis, these ideas of what Chazal are teaching us into our Avodah Hashem, and therefore be able to get out of bed, be able to have a fire in Seder, be able to look for mitzvahs and zchuyos, to be able to serve the Borei Olam. Because that's what it's about. That's what everything's about. It's not just, did you see what happened here? Did you see what happened there? Yeah, there's one thing that's happening. The Rabbi Shalom is saying, wake up. You think it's stam that everyone's talking about the great awakening, the great awakening? Wake up, Klal Yisrael. It's the great awakening. I am in charge, the Borei Olam. And I could split seas in your lives. And amidst Hashem Rabbi Yisai, when we recognize that that is a reality, and this is emes, pshuto kamashmo, and there's nothing else to rely on in life forever, then amidst Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mezakeos with the geula b'meirah b'yameinu Rabbi Yisai, and we'll be able to sit in the ziv hashchina, and we'll be able to learn about mashal menas levaro, about Tashbisu, about Shavov, about Shitas Rashi, about Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and we're going to be able to be koine the Karban Pesach, lacha the Karban Tomid, and Mirtz Hashem Rabbi Yisai, Shchitas HaPesach, ala Chomet, and Mirtz Hashem Sugis to come, you haven't even tasted, Rabbi Yisai, the geshmak of the Sugis to come. And Shagas Aries, the lions are going to be roaring around us, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to have lions everywhere, real lions, Rabbi Yisai, not the Lion King, real lions. Emirat Hashem Rabbi Yisai, and then we'll be zeicha to the geula b'mehera b'yameinu. A guten Shabbos to all of you.